feeling. I'm gonna let you know how I'm feeling. Listen, the way I'm feeling is the same way I want you to walk out of here feeling tonight about your fucking self. Cause you know how I'm feeling? I got my fucking head up high, my back straight, I'm 10 fucking toes down in Florida or anywhere else I go, and I know that no matter what, it's not a nigga on this earth that can ever fuck with me in my life. And that's how I want you to walk out of here tonight. But in order to, you know, get yourselves all gassed up, riled up, and move towards the future, sometimes you gotta acknowledge the mistakes that you made in the past, right? Right? Right?
Now, ladies and gentlemen, Aubrey Graham has let his stance be known. At some point, he is going to move towards the future once he recognizes the mistakes that he once made in the past. That man a poet, ain't he? Anyways, of course, Analytic Dreams video to see the video along with the audio version. This is currently at 10,000. I think it's like a short I put up. But let's see what y'all have to say about Drake coming with those poetic bars and just letting you know that he's not about to take this laying down. No Diddy. So anyways, somebody said, Drake the epitome of corny. Man, we coming out the gates hot. The sound of defeat sounds like the coach's speech when the team is losing bad. Brother, you gotta fight back. That boy don't care about none of that. Yeah, I love how the comment section is actually making jokes. Because sometimes, you know, when I say click my link tree in my bio, and let me know on one of my social medias, you know, obviously I mean that. And this is one of those reasons why I mean that. Because I love seeing the feedback off of a simple clip, which I thought was pretty light. You know, it's like the warm-up. He's at a performance. He has to get the crowd hype. Obviously, he's going to say a generic thing that you could obviously pinpoint towards Kendrick. I don't think it was one of those big deals where that was the only way he was going to respond. But we are going to get into his response in a second. I just want to get into some of these comedic responses to Drake's affectionate hype or attempt to hype up the crowd. Somebody said he got that Sherbert print racing gear on. Oh, you scream, I scream. We all scream for ice cream. Are y'all comedians? What happened? I thought we liked Drake. The fact he brought it up, you know, CLB cried backstage. Who's CLB? Oh, the Lover Boy. Okay, I'm tripping. Bro, you're a billionaire and it's a diss track. You literally don't have to acknowledge the fact that you did said it's getting to you. Somebody said, if you have an issue, here's a tissue. Somebody said, Kendrick, Pusha, Common. That's three already. Yo, we really count those as losses? That's crazy. Pusha T, of course. But Kendrick and Common, didn't Common get, like, completely violated by Drake because his girl? Anyways, you know, Drake won that one. Let me just leave it at that. So, basically, I'm talking about all these responses, you know, in a joking fashion because let me tell you something. This man that I'm about to cover is completely unserious when it comes to rapping. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there's a rapper that goes by the name of BFB the Pac-Man. And, of course, he's a heavier set guy. Why is that the first fact that I gave you about this rapper? Because it's going to set the ground stage for the rest. So, pretty hefty guy. And if you know anything about bigger guys in society, usually they have to have a couple jokes under their sleeve just in case somebody tries to roast on them. And let me tell you something. This is the best comedic rapper I've ever heard in life. More of if Dave Chappelle ever took up rapping, because some of these bars are just completely hilarious. I mean, let me take you to, I have it pulled up, because obviously here's his Instagram right here, just to plug his Instagram right quick. BF, I think this is his page, hopefully it is. BFB the Pac-Man. Go follow him on Instagram. Once again, Analytic Dreams video on Spotify to see the video along with the audio. But anyways, wanted to plug him because, of course, definitely just became an instant fan, and we're going to get to that in a second. But this is why. I do appreciate people putting lyricism in a way that's unique. And the way that he's taken the comedic element and put it into such a pristine, prestigious type of freestyle, which was on the radar. If you don't know this right here, was on the radar that I'm pointing at. I would click it, but then it's going to play the track, and I'm not trying to. Hold on, let me mute it right quick. Okay. Yeah, there we go. All right, so basically, this was the freestyle that made me a fan. I was like, ain't no way this man rapping at a umpteenth level, but it's all comedic. Like, it's straight flow on 100, cadence on 100, timing on 100, but the way that he's giving it is a unique, what they call Michigan style flow that I guess was popularized by Rio. I'm not too familiar on this type of flow, but if there's one thing about Drake, and this is, you know, tying it back, if there's one thing about Drake, he will choose a flow that he hasn't done before, and this is what will happen. I choose you. So basically, that man looked at Michigan, saw that flow bubbling up in the underground scene because of 700,000 followers on Instagram. Obviously, Drake has to be tapped in to even see somebody like that, because obviously that's a huge following. Don't get me wrong. But as far as Drake being tapped in the music scene, it doesn't seem like BFB really impacts the charts like that from the last time I looked at the Billboard and things of that nature. So you have to be tapped in to even know about this. And once Drake found out about a flow he hasn't appropriated yet, oh, guess what? I choose you! It's all over. So Michigan flow, hey, it was once Michigan. Now it's been appropriated by Drake. And just like Christopher Columbus Day, it is now Drake's flow. So anyways, this man had straight bars coming off of this in a way that was so comedic. And now let's get to the comedic part about it. This man said, and this is, you know, I don't want to keep saying this man, but his name's kind of hard. I ain't gonna lie. BFB the Pac-Man. So anyways, $1 million expletive. I'm saying expletive because it's a PG podcast. So just fill in the blanks. $1 million expletive. Still stealing out of Walmart. Feds question me. Expletive. I'm silent as a dog fart. Opened up a brick of black tar and heard a dog bark. I needed to stop before they hit me with a CCE. Expletive think they buying Lowe's. Boy, that's CBD. And don't worry, it gets better. Forget a big homie. Man, them expletives ain't want to see me eat. Eat the whole bucket of chicken and just leave me to grease. I really started from the bottom. I don't need no pity. Cash app her 500 because of weave lifting. Get respect, power, come right after. You don't need 50.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
The bad, but is her feet pretty? I face some different struggles. But open a pound of dirty donuts, got the kitchen musty. Off three lines and two perks. That's a triple-double. I know I ain't expletive, but my mama and children love me. Let me hit my cup. I done dropped more fours than the Vietnamese. She see my expletive and mouth start to water like she finna eat. Veneer's too big. When she expletive, I can feel her teeth. I love ghetto expletive. That seasoned chicken in the kitchen sink. Come on now. Come on now. That's, hey, hold on. Where's Flex when you need him? Because I ain't going to lie to you. Like, that's one of them. This was a freestyle, mind you. And he took like five breaks in between to take a sip of his beverage, right? So whenever it comes to the execution, because the way I read that off, I'm telling you, he delivered that 10 times better than me reading it. Like, the performance was kind of like Kendrick, the bars that they overhyped, but his performance was at a 10. Like, that's kind of how this was. Like, the bars was not overhyped. The bars is actually pretty comedic, and the delivery was on 10. But, you know, as far as what that was to me.
Yeah. Now listen, that's called motherfucking bars, nigga.
You don't know nothing about that. You don't know nothing about that. Now listen. In the kitchen sink.
That's called motherfucking bars, nigga. You know nothing about that.
If your girl ain't seasoning the kitchen, if your girl ain't seasoning chicken in the kitchen sink, what are you doing? Like, honestly, like, if you don't cash app your girl 500 because of weave lifting, are you really in a relationship? I mean, if you talk about eating chicken, why would you want the chicken just leave you the grease? Like, if you really want to get to the chicken, why not just leave you the grease? Food for thought. So anyways, BFB the Pac-Man has a track coming out titled Olympic Expletive Talking. Now, apparently, Drake will not be on this track. But guess what? Fake news, because the man came out himself and said, that's cap. He said, if I can find it, he put the cap emoji. Oh, here we go. He said, fake news, that's cap, to Complex. So now, you know that he's going to be on the album. So what that means is that Drake is going to be on the track. And the reason why people thought he wasn't is because, I guess, you know, in overseas, they get the project early. I don't know what happened. But basically, they said that Drake's verse wasn't on there. So they just assumed that Drake's verse removed, well, he removed this verse. But what happened was BFB cleared up himself. He said that was an older version and nobody has the new version except TuneCore. Because if you don't know, this man came out to say, BFB the Pac-Man said, I'm not signed to no label. I'm 100% indie on TuneCore. LOL. My album not out whatsoever. Somebody trying to sabotage me. I spent my own money and I own all the music just support a young black expletive who take care of his whole family, please. And thank you. Album out tonight. So, To bring it full circle, that is why I played the clip at the beginning, which basically it was Drake getting off what he'd been holding in for the longest on stage.
I'm gonna let you know how I'm feeling. Listen, the way I'm feeling is the same way I want you to walk out of here feeling tonight.
So this energy right here, I don't know if I can fast forward this. I don't think I can. Anyways, y'all get it. This clip right here is a nice indication of what we're going to hear on this new track titled Olympic Expert of Talking. Because the biggest thing about this is that the third track off of this album has Rio, the Young OG, and Drake. So that means they all are going to be getting their comedic bars off. And best believe, if the newer version has not even been heard by the person that's putting out the project, why do you think that is? Why do you think the older version of his verse was taken off to put a newer verse on in light of what just happened? So, honestly, it's sad because Jermaine fans out there, y'all artists are just, your artist, your favorite rapper is an imposter. He is straight up the clown in a meme around a bunch of soldiers, because the only guy who's willing to go to war against Kendrick is a guy who's literally on vacation during his tour. And the other guy who's in literally in album mode, I mean, didn't he just put out a freestyle like 2 or 3 weeks ago, is nowhere to be found. Like the Avatar meme, when the world needed him most, he vanished. So once again, just to point out to Jermaine Cole fans that this is why I continue to call your favorite rapper the most overrated rapper ever to grace a mic, because that is just inexcusable. So anyways, of course, Drake takes up the challenge. We're going to see him address Kendrick Future, and probably in a comedic fashion, because once I got into BFB, I realized that's probably not going to be too hard hitting. It's probably going to be a lot of jokes. And even though it is jokes, it's going to be pretty it's going to be worded in a way that Kendrick's definitely going to feel it. And, hey, who knows? He may release that complete diss track that he has on Drake that is supposedly already finished. If you see right here, I'll also put this out.
Last couple nights, I've been going out. You guys know that. I've been going out a lot. And I bumped into somebody who's very close on this Kendrick Drake situation. And there's a bird on the street that Kendrick already has a full-on diss track ready to drop for Drake.
So drop it.
I'm a fan of hip-hop, and if you're going to diss Drake, drop that shit. Is all I'm drop gonna say, it, bro. And yeah, man, I mean, let it fly. If you want to diss Drake, let that drop.
And the reason why this gave or this holds any credence is because if you don't see the video version, once again, Analytic Dreams video on Spotify for the video version along with the audio. The reason why this holds weight is literally because Drake, which if you can see right here, I don't know if I can zoom in. Yeah, I can zoom in. But anyways, there was a post put up by Academics about this rant, and who liked it? The one and only Drake. Who do you think Aiden Ross got the information from? Like, come on, like, we got to put two and two together. Obviously, he can't just come out and say, oh, Drake told me, because then they'll be like, why he ain't respond? He got time to text you, but not time to respond. So I think somebody in Drake's camp probably hit Aiden, told him the information, and Drake just co-signed it to let people know that it's real. So anyways, Kendrick has a full diss track ready for Drake. I wonder why he doesn't have one ready for Jermaine. Anyways, click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias. What do you think about Drake versus Kendrick? Do you think that Drake will give Kendrick vicious bars on Olympic Expert of Talking on BFB Pac-Man's album coming out at midnight? And hold on, let me make sure if I figure out what the album's title. The album is, I think it's The Lunch Crew. I think this album is called The Lunch Crew. Anyways, just look up BFB. Just go to this man's page, man. Just go to this man's page. BFB the Pac-Man. And then hopefully he keeps you up to date with his album. So anyways, click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias. With Drake's latest stimulus given to Pac-Man on his latest album, do you think we'll get a vicious response to Kendrick's verse? Or do you think it'll be more in the line of a comedic diss?
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.